Kalim Rabosai, thank you for joining us. This week we are going to do a continue our discussion of Hilchos Mechiras Chametz, but it really will be a shiur b'fnei atzmo. It happens to be that if you put the Maariv Makomos from last week and this week, you'll see this is page 4 or page 5 of what we started last week, but this is a totally independent shiur. The issue at hand is how do we transfer our Chametz to Goyim? And we learned last week that there's a machlokas, whether you need a kinyan, whether a guy is kona with kesef or with meshicha, and how do we paskin? We paskin machlokas tarashin tosus. And therefore, the Rishonim already themselves urge us that if you want to get your chametz out of your possession, you have to do both. Where else do we find that? By a bechor, if you want to be makan the bechor to a guy so that your cow doesn't give birth to a baby that will have kedushas abechor. Again, you have to be machnem etaltum to a guy. And how do you machnem etaltum to a guy? Machlokas, whether it's meshicha or kesa. So therefore, we have to do both. The ktsos that we mentioned at the very end of last week asked, how could chotzer be used? If I'm going to be using kinyan chotzer to allow the guy to either acquire the behema, to acquire the mother cow, or to acquire the chametz. The ktsos last week asked, how could you use kinyan chatzar? After all, chatzar works mitam. Maravah Metzia says it's either mitam yad, mitam shlichus, and if the person is not present, standing there physically, that is definitely mitam chatzar. I'm sorry, chatzar is mitam shlichus. Now, chatzar is mitam shlichus, that means you have to be able to be a shliach. And we know that a goy can't be a shliach. Therefore, ask the ktsos, how could you ever have a kinyan chatzar working on behalf of a guy? After all, chatzer of a guy can't be his shliach, and therefore you will not be able to have a kinyan chatzer which will only work through shlichus for a guy. So therefore, the ktsos that you have here, we're not going to go through it. We mentioned it last week. Suggest that the real way to be machne a bechor, I'm sorry, a pregnant cow to a guy to avoid kedushas bechor, as well as to do Mechiras Chametz, is going to be through Kinyan Agav. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. The wonderful world of Agav. I'm sorry that Rabbi Flaum stepped out already because he told me a fascinating story. But when I was discussing Mechiras Chametz with him, he said that he once had a businessman come over to sell his chametz, and they were writing down, you know, his apartment, his house in Lawrence, his apartment in Florida, his apartment in Eretz Israel, his other apartment in Florida, his other apartment in wherever, in Vail, or wherever else the other apartment was. And then he finished all the apartments, and then he said, oy vey, I forgot where I parked my yacht. So how are you going to sell one of the, if we're going to do Kinyan Chatzer, how are you going to do Kinyan Chatzer if you don't know where it is? That's not exactly the question, but the solution is, if you want to be makna the boat so that you can acquire the chametz on top of the boat, well, how do you acquire a boat somewhere in some marina, somewhere on the east coast of the United States of America, especially if you don't know where it is? The answer is through Kinyan Agav. So let's see how Kinyan Agav works. Basically, Agav, I always tell my boys in Shir, a prefix in Aramaic means on, Gav is back. How does that translate into? Piggyback. Kinyan Agav is a piggyback kinyan. In other words, what we'll see soon in the Rambam, let's talk about it outside and then we'll see it inside. Kinyan Agav basically means that we have things that are important and things that are not important. The word real estate tells us something about karka. Why do we call real estate real estate? We don't call any other metaltlin real estate. Because it's not only karka is real. It can't get burnt down, it can't get destroyed, nothing happens to land. If you own land, it's there, it's not lost, it can't be stolen, land is always there. That's why it's real estate. And therefore, it's more chashuv than metaltlin. It's more chashuv than metaltlin. Now, since it's more chashuv than metaltlin, you could have metaltlin that you want to be makna to somebody. So if I'm makna to them, the chashuv, they could be kona, the tafel. Right? We know the halachas of ikar and tafel from Hilchas Brachas, which we'll talk about more baruchias later. So just like there is ikar and tafel in Hilchas Brachas, so too there's ikar and tafel in Hilchas Kinyanim. And you do the kinyan on the ikar, on the real estate, on the karka, and the tafel will follow along and you'll be kona the thing that's tafel. So let's think for a second. I want the guy to acquire my chametz, the chametz in my pantry. So what do? Not kinyan chatzer. I'm not going to rent him my pantry, and then that pantry will subsequently acquire on his behalf the chametz. No, I'm going to do an agav. And agav says that by virtue of the fact that we make a kinyan on something chashuv, the thing that's tafel is also going to be nikna to him. The Cheerios in the pantry will also be nikna to him. And the advantage of agav is that the karka and the metalplan could be in totally different parts of the world. I could do a kinyan agav with you. I'll give you a piece of karka right here, and you'll be kona the boat in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. That's an advantage of kinyan agav. So let's talk, first of all, to realize how significant kinyan agav is going to be, which, again, we'll talk about how it's going to work with chametz. We'll talk about how it works in lamdas. But just to realize how significant kinyan agav is when it comes to bechiras chametz, I'll tell you how they did it in Prague. In Prague, the Noda Yehuda wrote out an outline for future generations of Prague, exactly step by step how the mechiras chametz should be done with a guy, what words to tell the guy. It was written half in Hebrew, and the words that have to be spoken to the guy were written in Yiddish. This outline of the Noda Yehuda was recorded by his son in Shailas Tshuvas Shivas Tzion, source number 26. Shivas Tzion was the son of Noda Yehuda and included many of his father's tshuvas. So let's look at the Noda Yehuda writes, as recorded by his son, the Shivas Tzion. Hetik, he's saying, I'm quoting here, Miksivas Yad Adoni Avimori Hagon Zatzal, the Noda Yehuda, Ospos. I'm telling you exactly what the Noda Yehuda, my father, wrote, set down as the practice, the best practice for Mechiras Chametz to be executed in the city of Prague. Say the Mechiras Chametz po Prague. This is the words of Noda Yehuda. Hayoser tov, umuvcha shebedrachim. The absolutely best and most wonderful way, lahaknos hachametz le'ena Yehudi, is agav hacheder, is to use the kinyan agav. Because we know that kikol hametalta niknim agav karka. Whereas we asked questions about Meshicha wasn't possible, there was Machlokas Meshicha and Kesef we learned last week, which one is Kona, Midoraisa. And we saw that just earlier, a few minutes ago, that Chatzar has its questions because Chatzar is Namitam Shlichas. I'm sorry, Goy doesn't have Shlichas. But Agav, there are no questions about Agav. Says another Behuda, there's no question about Agav working for a Goy, says another Behuda. And you know what? You don't even have to sell the room where the chametz is located. You only have to rent out the room. The chametz, of course, that you do have to sell entirely. A complete, without any strings attached, a full mechira. Even though, and here he just points out an interesting phenomenon, even though you're renting the room to the guy, that could make him not just rent the chametz thereby also, but he could be kona the chametz, a kinyan gomer, even though the rental through which you're makna to him, the chametz, was only a schiris of the room. That's a fascinating thing. Okay, let's talk about how this mechira works. So, I'm going to ask a chakira in Hilchas Brachas, and then we'll learn a Rambam and Ravid, and we might come out with an incredible understanding of the Rambam and Ravid in Hilchas Kinyanim based on my cream cheese and bagel. So I have cream cheese and it's on a bagel. So we all know that we say Bori Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz on my cream cheese and bagel. But I want to understand what happened to the Shahako for the cream cheese. I'm going to give you two possibilities. I'm going to give you two possibilities for the cream, for the bracha. Where's the bracha for the cream cheese? First, you could say that there are two ways you could say it. You could say, when I have an ikra and a tafel, the tafel, by definition, by it being secondary, it doesn't need a bracha at all. It doesn't need a bracha. It's tafel. That's what ikra and tafel means. Ikra means that the only thing I care about is the ikra, and tafel, I just don't care about it. And since I don't care about it, it doesn't get a bracha. It doesn't need a bracha. So when I'm going to eat a bagel and cream cheese, where's the bracha on the cream cheese? The answer is, there was no bracha on cream cheese. Oh, you're eating without a bracha? You're right, I am. But I don't have to make a bracha on tafels. But Rabbo said, listen to the other side of the chakira. This is very geshmak. Maybe pshat by ikr and tafel is that the hamotzi that I'm reciting on my bagel That bracha of hamotzi is chal on the entire unit of that which I'm eating, on both the bagel and the cream cheese. And therefore, what ends up being the bracha on the cream cheese? It was a hamotzi on the cream cheese. That's a chakira we could ask in Hilchas Ikar V'Tafel in Hilchas Brachas. What? You'll see a gigantic practical difference, but we're going to ask the same exact shaila in Hilchas Kinyan Agav. We mentioned earlier, and you'll see it inside the Rambam in just a moment, that Agav, you have real estate, which is the most chashuv entity that there is in the physical world, and then there are metaltim, which are tafel to karka. It's not real estate. It's just metaltim. When I do kinyan agav, what that means, I'm going to make a kinyan on karka, and by virtue of making kinyan on the karka, the metaltilin are thrown in. I'll sell you a room, I'll rent you a room, and the books over there become yours as well. What's pshat? Is it, and listen carefully, just like we said by the bagel and cream cheese, that you only have to do a kinyan on the important thing, and the unimportant thing just, you know, doesn't need a bracha. So to here. If I'm selling together karka with metaltilin, well, one is chashuv, one is tafel. I only have to do a kinyan on the chashuv thing. I only have to do a kinyan on the karka. I don't need a kinyan on the metaltalin. It's tafel to the karka. It's less significant. Or, and listen to this, when I do a kinyan on the karka and kinyan aga, you know what's happening? The kinyan that I'm doing on the ground, the kinyan that I'm going to do on the ground, that kinyan itself will work for the metaltalin. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. Is it possible to sell metaltalin with a shtar? You cannot make kinyan with metaltalin with a shtar. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. Shtar works for karka. Shtar does not work for metaltalin. What about for a goy? Exact same thing. There's no such thing as a kinyan shtar for metaltalin. So now listen to this. Listen, this is incredible. Karka, you could be calling a karka with a shtar. So let's say, if I could, here I have this karka, right, it's flat as karka, and I have my red pen, this is the metaltalin. So I make a kinyan, I'm going to be makna to you, the two of these together, the pen could be anywhere, okay? I'm going to be makna this to you, this karka to you with a shtar. And thereby, what are you also going to be kona simultaneously? You'll be kona the pen simultaneously. What's pshat? Is it that the pen didn't need a kinyan? Or is pshat that when you made the kinyan shtar on this karka, the kinyan shtar was chal both on the karka, and there was also a kinyan shtar on the metaltalin. What are you talking about? There's no such thing as a kinyan shtar for metaltalin. You're right. But that's the magic of agav, that you do a kinyan on karka, and that kinyan works not just for the karka, but also for the pen. Okay, that's a chakira that we have by bagels and cream cheese. The same exact question exists by when I sell the karka, is it that I don't need to do a kinyan at all on the metaltalin, or that the kinyan that I did on the karka spreads itself out to apply as well to the metaltalin?
The pen doesn't have to be on the karka?
Does the pen have to be on the karka? That's a great question. We'll see. In general, it does not. But we'll see in a moment one scenario where it will.
So how is it connected?
How is it connected? Because it's tafel. When I'm doing two things, I'm doing one is ikr, one is tafel, I just don't have to make a kinyan on the tafel. Right, let me ask you a question. You have a bagel and cream cheese. Oh, there the cream cheese is on, the shmir is on the bagel, of course. What happens if you have a bagel and a piece of kugel? It's not sitting on the bagel.
Right.
Are you going to make a hadam on the kugel? Or shahakal on the kugel? No. Why? It's not sitting on top.
It's tafel.
It's tafel, even though it's 5 feet away. No. Okay, maybe we'll just make sure that he says agav. And the shtar is going to say the word agav.
If you say agav, that means...
Right. Let's see the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam.
Somebody sells the house stump. Does he get the metaltalin or not?
Well, that's another question. That's going to be a question of das. Here, my intent was to be makan to the karka, and my intent was to be kona the metaltalin. The question was there a kinyan that could be effective? Was there a maisa kinyan on this? You're talking about a question in das. What is a das of a person when he sells a house? Is the intent? There are Mishnayos and Bava Basra that talk about your exact question. I don't think it talks about a house. It talks about a boat. When you sell a boat, does it include the mast? Does it include the rudder? Does it include the anchor? Those are Mishnayos and Mefureshes in Bava Basra. So that's a question in Das, not in Hilchos Kinyan.
But when you're washing for the bagel, automatically you know you have Das, everything else underneath is there.
Maybe not for dessert. That's the whole question about desserts. Okay, let's move forward. Let's see the Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam again. Now we're not talking about chametz now. We're not going to talk about bagels and cream cheese now. We're going to talk about selling karka and metaltalin. Zok the Rambam. Let's look at the top of page 5. Hamakna, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Hamakna karka u'metaltalin ke'echad. Kevin shekona karka. How are you kona karka? Well, either kesef or shtar or chazaka. So once you do one of those three kinyonim on the karka, niknu hametaltlin imahen. And we pointed out fascinatingly that there's no way to be makna metaltlin with a shtar. There's no such thing as be makna metaltlin with chazaka, right? It's either mashiach or kesef. Nevertheless, you see here that you do a ma'aseh kinyon on the karka, and somehow the metaltlin, which were tefillim, will transfer over. However, says the next halacha, what happens if I'm not selling karka with a basket of fruit on it, with a barrel of beer on it? I'm selling karka with an eved. Why should that be any different? Eved is also metaltalin. Says Ram, hamakna avodim ekarkos ka'echad, simultaneously. Hechzik bekarka, so what should follow? You should also automatically acquire the eved, right? No. Lo kona avadim achi omdim besocha karka. They have to be sitting on top of the karka. Unlike normally, I said the metaltan could be anywhere in the world. When it comes to avadim, they have to be situated on top of the karka. Why? Sha evan mahalech l'da'as atzma. The evad has mind of his own, and since he could walk on his own, for some reason, agav won't grab him. Esk the ravid, amar avram, v'lama b'yishiyu besocha. Why does the Eved have to be situated on the karka? Umasha kosa sheved mahalech l'da'as atzmo. Now, which the Rambam says that, oh, because the avadim have a mind of their own, who cares? You don't need the items to be on top of the karka. That's the question of the Ravid. So now, gentlemen, we're going to see the most incredible lumdus right now in Rav Isser Zalman. Rav Isser Zalman, Evan Ezel says, you remember the question that I asked you about the Chakira, how to learn a bagel and cream cheese? Is it that the cream cheese is tafel to the bagel, so it doesn't need a bracha, or the fact that the bracha from the bagel, the hamotzi on the bagel, is a hamotzi on cream cheese also? And we had that same question by Agav. Says the Evan Ezel something incredible. He says, how does Kinyan Agav work? Do we say that the metaltalin, let's look here. I have my karka and I have my metaltalin. Is it, he says it with a little twist, is it that the kinyan that worked on the big thing on the karka worked for the little thing? Well, let's work in the opposite side. If we say by bagel and cream cheese, that cream cheese doesn't need a bracha. Why? Because cream cheese is just tafel. It's just giving flavor to the bagel. So, what would that mean by agav? That I don't have to make a kinyan on the metaltalin because they're batal to the karka. Says Evan HaEzel, when could you say that something, metaltalin, is batal to a karka? When, let's see what he says in the second paragraph. When, in my mind, I think I have something important, and I think I have something secondary. I have real estate, that's choshev. I have a pen, that's pretty meaningless. So then in my mind, I have something that's important and something that's less important. But what happens when I have an eved? When I'm selling karka, and I, in my mind, say, you know what's important to me? Real estate. You know what's not important to me? Eved. That's not important to me. Well, guess what? In my mind, the eved is like cream cheese on a bagel. But in the eved's mind, he could walk wherever he wants.
Give me a minute.
The eved could walk wherever he wants, and therefore, in his mind, I can't define him as being tafel to the karka. I could define a shoe. I could define a pen. I could define a candy or phone as being batel or tafel to something else. Can I define a person as being tafel to a karka? Maybe not. And that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that since ha'eved holich midas atzmo, I can't define him as being tefel to the karka because he could walk and come and go wherever he wants, as he pleases. And therefore, he's not tefel to the karka. What would therefore that make? That means that the Rambam is understanding that, and this is a subtle point, the Rambam is understanding that the item has to be essentially tefel. This is a tefel item. This is a more significant item. It's like cream cheese that's meaningless on a bagel that's significant. As opposed to the Ravid. The Ravid says, I don't care whether the Eved has a mind of his own. I don't care if the Eved could walk by himself. The point is, you did a kinyan on something chashuv. It will work on something else, because the Ravid understands that what transfers from the karka to the metaltalin it doesn't need a kinyan, because you know this Eved is he's only metaltalin. He doesn't need a kinyan. No. It's that there is a kinyan on him. Whatever kinyan worked on the karka will work on the Eved. So therefore, does it matter if the Eved walks around by himself, he has a mind of his own? It doesn't matter whether my Eved has a mind of his own or my Eved is as dumb as a doorknob. The point is that I did a kinyan and that kinyan spreads itself. That kinyan goes to the karka and the kinyan spreads itself to the Eved also. And therefore, that must be what the Ravid holds, and that's why the Ravid would say it doesn't matter whether the Eved has a mind of his own, where the Eved is, because I did a kinyan on him. Where was the kinyan on the Eved? The kinyan that I did on the karka. The kinyan on the karka was chal on the Eved. As opposed to the Rambam holds that, no, the item itself has to be tafel to the karka. And then, but why? Because it's not getting any kinyan. And therefore, I could only do that when it's by definition, batel to the significant one. When it comes to an eved, I think he's insignificant compared to the karka. But the fact that he could walk around by himself shows that he's not batel by definition. He's not like a cream cheese sitting on a bagel.
So if he's on the karka, how is that rectified?
If he's on the karka, then by definition, there's a more chashuv thing and a less significant thing.
I understand the Rambam in a totally different way. There's a pasuk that's brought down several times in Shas. It's nachaltem osam lifneichem acharechem. Eved is hukish l'karka. Therefore, Eved is just like karka. So therefore, praktish, it wouldn't work to have an Eved on karka because you're dealing with karka. If an Eved is karka, then you have karka on karka. That doesn't work.
I hear what you're saying. It seems clear. Yeah.
Therefore, the Eved, I don't even understand how it would even work. A kid in Kinyanaga means that the Eved can't be in the Talmud.
It could be that when we say Eved is Zuhukash Lakarka, that might not mean in all respects. I don't know if Kinyanim of. I don't know if all the Kinyanim of Karka will equally work by an Eved. I'm not sure. I hear you, Hara. I'm not sure if when we say Eved is hukash l'karka, it's going to be in all respects. Okay, let's finish. Let's move on. What? Probably not. It doesn't have das atzma. Lashon Rambam was shal Eved mahalik l'das atzma. I don't think a dog would have das atzma. Okay, that was a very complicated piece of lamdas. We're going to move forward. What do we have here? So halach l'maisa. What we have here. Baruch Ata Adonai l'mdeni chukach haser shacharei. Sorry. Okay. So what we have here is I have chametz. I have to get rid of my chametz. How am I going to get rid of my chametz? I'm going to be makne karka. You're going to lease land. If you sell your chametz with me, what you're going to do is you're going to authorize me to lease your pantry, and I will be your shliach, and I will rent the goyah pantry. And through the kinyan of the pantry, he'll memele bikona the Cheerios sitting in the pantry. That's not kinyan chatzer. We'll also do kinyan chatzer separately. You'll be makna him in the pantry, and since the pantry is holding those Cheerios, he'll be kona the Cheerios that are sitting in that pantry that he just rented from you. Separate from that, I'll do a kinyan agav, that by the maisa kinyan of the karka will itself be kona all the chametz that are anywhere in the world. Now, Rabosai, anybody here who rents an apartment is going to have a problem. Because in your lease, It says, I will not sublease. I was renting my apartment in Washington Heights for the past 10 years, and in the lease it says, I agree to not sublet my apartment to anybody else without authorization of the
owner.
And therefore, if I want to be rent my part of my apartment to the guy so that he could thereby be kona his chametz, what am I doing? I'm subleasing my apartment. I'm not allowed to do that. If I'm not allowed to do that, that means I don't have a kinyan to, I don't have an ownership, I don't have a bailus in my apartment to be able to sublet it to the guy.
With that loan, this you hustled up everybody in Russia who built the sukkah, and the government said you have a week to take it down. Really, it's usher. So you hustled them all up. Their sukkahs are no good.
Okay, well, that's another shaila. So this shaila about subleasing and subleasing clauses in contracts was actually dealt with in the same tshuva of the Nozbi Yehuda's son, the Shivas Tzion. Look at source number 30. Somebody who's renting, he's a tenant in an apartment. He's not going to be able to sublease his apartment to the guy. You should articulate when you're leasing this land to the Nachri for him to do his to acquire the chametz that you're not letting him live in your land, you're just letting him acquire, have a sublease in your apartment so that he could acquire chametz. She'ena maskiro loderbo, rach lehachzik bo kelev metaltalav. Now this, by the way, is taka, if you ask a lawyer, how come I'm allowed to sublease my, my chametz? They're going to tell you the same thing. Any real estate lawyer will tell you, why does your lease say that you won't sublet your apartment? Because they don't want to have, crazies. They don't want to have big party. People come in, and a bunch of college kids are going to come in. They're going to have parties in the middle of the night. They'll destroy the apartment. But if it's just to sublease it so that you could store a box of Cheerios there, or acquire a box of Cheerios, even if it says you can't sublease your apartment, no one's going to have a problem with that. But there's a halacha ma'aseh, gentlemen. He does say, and this will apply, I suggest, to anyone who's renting an apartment. He's about to say that if you can ask your owner, if a tenant can ask your owner, do you mind if I could sublet the apartment that I'm renting from you for purpose of mechiras chametz, that would be lechatchila. And similarly, halacha lemaaseh is going to say that let's say a woman comes to do mechiras chametz because her husband's busy at work. There are some people in this shul who their wives came because their husband works hard and wasn't able to come from mechiras chametz. So she is doing what? She's renting out his apartment. Her husband's apartment. Her husband really owns it. So he says, the wife should ask rishus from, she's also selling all of his chametz, so most of the time I guess she already got rishus. He's going to say that the person should ask his wife, the wife should ask the husband, is it okay if I get you, the husband should give his wife specific permission to not only sell the chametz, but also to rent out the land. Now, I want to tell you a fascinating story. True story. A long time ago, there was a chassan and a kala. Chassan was very wealthy, and he made an opposite of a dowry. He said the deal was, when he got engaged, that he gave half of his wealth to the kala. So he gave her, he had $10 million, he gave her, upon engagement, $5 million. Lo and behold, and he did it, he was makhlit her through a kinyan agav. Lo and behold, the engagement breaks off, and now she says, okay, but at least I have my $5 million. Okay, not a bad deal. I don't have a husband, I have $5 million. And he says, listen to the lumdus. He says, I'm a chassenbacher. I don't have a house. I don't own any land. So how could I have been maknet to you with a kinyan agav, $5 million worth of stuff, if I didn't have any land through which for the kinyan agav to work? Meaning the whole point of agav is I'm maknet to you land, and through that land, you come to the metaltalin. But I have to give you land. If I don't own any land, then how can I give you the $5 million? And therefore, they sent the shah to the Rashba. The chassam was saying, I get everything back because I never really gave it to her in the first place. I wasn't able to. We used kinyan agav. I didn't have any land to give her through which she could thereby be kona the metaltalin, the $5 million. And she's saying, you said you're giving $5 million. Of course you did. Gentlemen, this is halacha lemaisa. with every mechiras chametz for a yeshiva bachar, or anyone who doesn't own property. If somebody owns their own house, so they could sell, they could rent or sell, let's say rent, a part of their land to the guy, and through, and remember, we saw another Yehuda said that the main kinyan is going to be kinyan agav. The Ksos also said, that we didn't read inside, the Ksos on the previous page also said, the main kinyan in Mechiras Chametz is agav. In order to do agav, you have to own land, and you makne that land to the guy, and by virtue of that land being makne to the guy, he'll also become the Chametz. But if you don't own land, so if you own land, great. If you're a house owner, great. But if you're a tenant, okay, so you're renting it. Let's say you're a guy who, a yeshiva boy, who owns chametz, and he doesn't own land, and he doesn't own, he doesn't have a rental property either.
Is he in a dorm? Or
does he live in? So, if he's in a dorm, you're saying a dorm has a din of a schirus. Yeah. That's not pasha, because schirus usually assumes that I own it for the year. You can't kick me out. Anybody who's in a dorm could be switched from room to room at the whim of the yeshiva or the dorm office, whatever it is. So I don't know if that's a real schiros. Don't count the rent, exactly. So this was the shaila that came before the Rashba. So first the Rashba says, it's enough, you don't have to own land in order to be makne to somebody else to get the chametz to him. It's enough to rent land. Not only is it sufficient to rent land, you could even have land that you borrow. Oh, now we're talking. Okay, maybe a guy in a dorm borrows the land that he is. At least he doesn't have a schiras, maybe he borrows it. But even borrowing, she'ela is also. She'ela means I could use it for the next whatever amount of time. You can't just switch in the middle. Now we have the most important line of the tshuva. Look at the tshuva, second tshuva, actually about the same shal. Source number 32. The shal's tshuva is Harashba, Chelik Al Simin, 935, tough kuf lamed hay. Says the Rashba, al bote knesios sheim isrun l'rabim sheinun knuyim levalim yuduim. Even if you have a shul, you have a person who does not own land, he does not rent land, he doesn't even have a dorm room. And there's a shul in town, and it's a big shul with lots of members and lots of people, and there's no specific owner of the shul. Ella, but everybody has a makom kavua in the shul of the Beis Medrash. Look at this Rashba. El shekol echad ve'echad miyachi la'atzma mokim yadu aleishev, k'mosh nogu barhamim mekomos, af zek hemushal. An incredible kula of the Rashba, that even a mokum kavu in a base medrash or in a base knesses counts as enough of an ownership of land that you could give over to the guy and through that be makna your chametz. We just save mechiras chametz for all those people who are not landowners. Now, by the way, when I gave shir on Prizbal, you have a similar issue. By Prizbal, we also, there's a halacha that I could only write a Prizbal if I have land, if I own land. That's how the takana was established. And that means if you are a landowner, you could write a Prizbal. If you rent, maybe you could write a Prizbal. What about a guy in yeshiva? He shouldn't be able to write a Prizbal, according to Dina de Gemara. But I think the answer is this Rashba. This Rashba says that if you have a makom kavua in the Beis Medrash or in the shul, that is enough to be considered your land. Legabe, Kinyanaga, it happens to be the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Prizbal, says that Hilchas Prizbal's, the definition of ownership of land in Hilchas Prizbal is patterned after Agav, by the way. So that means whatever this Rashba writes by Agav will also work for Prizbal, and therefore a yeshiva boy who does not own land, does not even rent an apartment, can write a Prizbal because he has a makom in the Beis Medrash. Okay, that's fine. He's giving over his right to the makom, to his makom, to this guy, in order that the guy should thereby be kind of the chametz. Right. By dint of me giving my makom or giving rights to my makom to the guy could thereby acquire the chametz. Yeah. Let's finish. Let's do a little bit about kinyan chalipin. One very geschmack point about kinyan chalipin. So it sounds like Agav is the king. It sounds like Agav the king. But you should just know that there's machlokas. There are questions which we're not going to go into now. Whether Agav would be effective for chametz. It's a question whether agav is doraisa or not, and I want to get rid of my bayirah by matze, which is violating, which I would otherwise be violating doraisa, so maybe kinyan drabbanan, if agav is only drabbanan, maybe it shouldn't work for kinyan doraisa, to get rid of my bayirah by matze doraisa. Let's look at kinyan chalipin for a second. Where do we learn kinyan chalipin from? We learn kinyan chalipin from whom? From Rus and Boaz. Look at the pasuk in Rus, and you'll realize why kinyan chalipin, which is one of the kinyana that we do with the guy, is fraught with danger. I did the work for you with two underlines. What does the pasuk say about chalipin? This is the source for chalipin. Zos lefanim b'Yisrael. Al gulav al tmur lakan kol d'vashalafi chanal lavan asal riyav v'zasa tuda b'Yisrael. You couldn't have more clear a problem with doing mechiras chametz to a guy when the whole source for kinyan chalipin says that this kinyan is b'Yisrael, 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 which, as many achronim point out, therefore kinyan chalipin might not work by a guy. So therefore, when we do our kinyan chalipin with a guy, it's a little bit shaky. It's one of the many kinyan that we do. I want to finish off today with one question. The question is going to be, as we pointed out last week, the real way to be makna chamesh should be through doing both a mashicha and a kinyan kesef. Because one of them works the right, so it's machlokas, we don't know who wins, which is the right one, so you should do both to cover your bases. The problem is, technically, in the way we live, in the way we do mechiras chametz, kesef works, the guy will give me kesef for each of you, but mashicha is going to be very difficult, because this poor guy is not going to want to go into all of your houses and lift up all the boxes of Cheerios in all the 12 places in your houses that you have Cheerios and your Johnny Walker stored. So that's why Mashiach is not available, and therefore we do all these other kinyanim. So some of the kinyanim that we do, for example, Agav might be Drabbanan, Chalipin might be Drabbanan, we do Kinyan Situmta. Kinyan Situmta is whatever the industry standard, right? And they used to say that on 47th Street, when it was all Hasidim, before now it's Indians, but before when it was Hasidim, it was you shake hands and say Mazel Bracha. So that's a Kinyan Situmta, whatever the industry standard of transaction. For example, when you rent a car, I'm sorry, when you lease a car, when does that car become yours?
When you sign the lease.
No. That's true. It's yours for 2 years. When you buy a car, when does it become yours?
Drive it out of Detroit, right?
Not even. No?
Turn it out.
No? No? When you sign the titles. The titles. The title. Signing the title, or transferring the title, that's the Kenyan. That's the American standard for transference of cards. That's not KSF? Not from a dealer. Correct. That's not, no, even not from a dealer.
Who signs the car? The dealership signs it over the year.
Or if you have a car that you're selling to another fellow, you have to sign it over to him also. It's not KSF. It's not Chazaka. It's not driving it. It's not chotzer. It's we just sign it over. That's an industry standard. How, just like Mazel Bracha on 47th Street in car dealerships, it's, you know, signing over a title. That's kinyan situmta. That's clearly drabbanan, and that's one of the kinyan that we do to get rid of our chametz. And I want to finish off at this point. Could a kinyan drabbanan work to get rid of bayira bayimatzei daraisa? That's the question. Could I tell you something incredibly brilliant? Not mine, but do you remember when we spoke about Kinyan Agav and we asked, we had a chakir about a bagel and cream cheese? One way we learned is that the cream cheese is insignificant compared to the bagel, so it doesn't need a bracha. The other thing that we said was what?
Including.
That the hamotzi on the bagel
including the
goes on the cream cheese. Wow, I make a hamotzi on cream cheese. Well, listen to this. Kinyan Agav, what am I doing with Kinyan Agav? I'm makna to you this karka on a doraisa level, and Kinyan Agav kicks in and says that metalflin were included. Comes in, that's Darabban, that's Kinyan Agav, that you can include with the hakna, transference of the karka, the metalflin are included in that. That's Kinyan Agav. Wait a second, how could that work for chametz? I'll give the guy a piece of land, and with that he'll be kona the chametz. What do you mean? That's only going to get the chametz tim drabbanan. I own this chametz daraisa. I'm going to violate bayra daraisa. How is kinyan drabbanan like agav going to help to get rid of my chametz? Listen to this, Rabbi Sai. If we say that the way Kinyan Agav works is that the hamotzi of the bagel is chal on the cream cheese, and I'm making hamotzi on my cream cheese. So that means when I make a Kinyan d'oraisa on my karka, what really happened? Not the other way of the Chakira, that this is just unimportant and it's thrown in, but maybe we can learn that the Kinyan d'oraisa that happened on the karka, that Kinyan d'oraisa was chal also on the metaltalin.
By whose rule? The rice or the rabbi's rule?
The rabbis made it.
So the
rabbis made it. No, but the chalos kinyan is a chalos daraisa. The chalos daraisa of the karka is chal, just like my hamotzi. It's not that the cream cheese doesn't get brach. The hamotzi of my bread, of my bagel, is chal on the cream cheese. So too, the kinyan daraisa of karka, which I do with shtar, kesef, shtar, chazaka, to the guy, that Kinyan d'oraisa will be chal on the metaltalin. Therefore, you end up with what kind of Kinyan on the metaltalin? The guy will be kona d'oraisa. I hear your question. Your question, I understand. Gevaldigus, I think it's a gevaldigus star, whether it works or not.
That a drabona could become a d'oraisa.
So that's good. We'll finish with that. That's the Shara Yosher. Source number 37 on the bottom and the top of the next page points out a very simple thing. He says, we have lots of kinyanim d'oraisa. We have lots of kinyanim d'rabbanan, right? Kinyan Dalet Amos, all kinds of kinyan that only work d'rabbanan. Can I ask you a question? Every ownership, if it's violated, if your ownership in something is violated, that's called gezel. If something is yours and I take it from you, that's gezel. So how could the rabbis ever make anything called a kinyan d'rabbanan? Kinyan d'rabbanan says, okay, midaraisa, this is mine. Midrabanan, you come into my Dalet Amos, and there's a kinyan d'rabbanan that anyone, anything that you get in your Dalet Amos becomes yours. So you become, that becomes yours. And it works through Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, that's right. Yes, the Shari Yosher, but what still remains? There's a d'oraisa called Lo Sigzol. So how could the d'rabbanan of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, how could the d'rabbanan that will make a kinyan d'rabbanan called kinyan Dalet Amos or any other kinyan solve any problems? There still exists a Isser Gezel Midaraisa. So obviously something's wrong here. Obviously we know that there are Kinyanim Daraisa and we don't call it Gezel. It must be that the power of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, obviously, I'm scared to say if it's Daraisa, because we know the Pesukim we learned from, one is from Tanakh, one is from Chomish, one is from Nach, so it might not be Daraisa. Could be, it's Machlokes Rishonim, whether it's Daraisa. But somehow the koach of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker allows that there's not even going to be Gezel outstanding. So therefore it seems that even if there's a kinyan that's only Derabbanan, it might still work for me accomplishing things Daraisa. And we'll finish with this, because there's actually a very geshmaka question. What happens if you're Mekadesh, a woman, with a ring that you bought, Midrabbanan? Is she married or not? So most people assume yes, but there's one odd, I think Rabbi Yerucham or something, who says that if you got your ring only on a kinyan d'rabbanan, let's say we hold, for example, mashichas kona midaraisa, and you got the ring by paying cash, but you didn't do a mashicha on it, let's say, whatever the details are. So that ring might not be kona her midaraisa. Rabbi Yerucham says not like that. Rabbi Yerucham says if you only kona the ring d'rabbanan, she's not mekudeshes to you.
How does it get
where
you throw
the Dalet Amos?
Dalet Amos is only
the Dalet Amos.
So there's answers for that question.
Yeah, I hear. Okay, Shekach Rabosei, we should be
Zachar
to get rid of our
chametz. You'll come to the ring of Mishikah, by the way, because you put it on
our
finger.
No, so I didn't want to get into that if you did it through somebody else, for example.
I know. No, you don't get married that way.
You
get the ring. By the way, Mishikah's chametz works where I believe that we give you.
I'll buy you a ring. I'm sure.